an interview yesterday, Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene criticized House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal for Ukraine aid and said, quote, "We don't know who Mike Johnson is anymore." Well, I guess I'm a trendsetter because I never knew who Mike Johnson was in the first place.
That's as good as the comedy gets on late night TV. The Speaker of the House, I'm guessing on any given day, any given year, 98% of his audience has no idea who the Speaker of the House is. Don't want to walk out on any limbs here, because limb walking is so dangerous, you know. Happy Friday and welcome. Welcome to you. We have our cup is full. It's full, I tell you. And my laugh out loud Washington Post story of the day. The headline is squatters. You know, squatters stealing people's homes, illegal aliens, guns, drugs, triple beam scales, police raids, ICE. Squatters have become a right-wing talking point. A right-wing talking point. In the English to liberal or liberal to English translation dictionary, right-wing talking point is, what is that, Michael? It is something that is true that the Democrats don't want the media to talk about. And the Washington Post, with Maham Javed and Maria Luisa Paul, they typed up the story on behalf of the Democrat Party. The National Conversation, there's a National Conversation, around squatters, they put the word squatters in quotation marks, has reached a fever pitch. Really, are we out burning police cars and looting CVSs? In recent weeks, spurred by conflicts that have gone viral and legislative actions in at least four states. Now, then they attack Ron DeSantis because it's a right-wing talking point. And then while Georgia, South Carolina, and New York have introduced legislation cracking down on people who illegally take over homes, the Washington Post is in favor of Venezuelan gangs stealing your home and kicking you out because they're not journalists, that's for sure. And they're not liberals, they're the left. This is a remarkable approach to shoot down any discussion of Democrats and their illegal alien Venezuelan gang member allies. Where are they from now in Michigan? We had the Chilean gangs invading homes in Michigan. They ripped off one home in Michigan for $800,000 of stuff. $800,000. And the Washington Post is fine with that because they prefer crime to no crime. They prefer criminals to, you know, solid citizens whose children join the military and don't become transgender and all that crazy stuff. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, there, because the Democrats are on the loose, there are transgender people everywhere in Democrat circles. And when I say circles, usually in a hot tub with their hands all under the water and stuff. Remarkable stuff. Just amazing. Oh, we've got more crazy. God, there's more crazy all over the place. I'm telling you. I've got numbers for you on the illegals coming into the country under President Trump versus Joe Biden. And even under Barack Obama, it's amazing. The numbers tell a remarkable tale. There is no doubt about that. And the Democrats are a complete mess everywhere they go. You remember Nathan Wade? He's the boyfriend of Fannie Willis, who is the Democrat persecuting Donald Trump in Atlanta, Georgia, right? And she's a radical, she's an extremist, and kind of a fascist, let's be honest. But her boyfriend, Nathan Wade, who was being overpaid with taxpayer dollars by her while they went on vacations together, more than the other prosecutors he's being paid. Nathan Wade's ex-wife seeks contempt of court action against him for cutting off children's financial support and abandoning her amid illness, got the illness and the financial aid and the kids and the divorce, and he's not making good on any of that. But that's okay because he's not a Trump lawyer. He's a Trump attacker, so that won't be news. That's one of the rules of journalism in America. Quite remarkable stuff. Also, we've got another illegal alien, another murder, And the news media, they don't care about these things because it's just a right-wing talking point, all the murders and all this stuff. So, and a great sheriff came out to talk about the another illegal alien, another murder. The people at CNN will never know about it. They'll never even hear about it because they don't follow the news. They really don't. They just do the Democrat Party talking points on a daily basis. Then they go home and play Duck, Duck, Goose with Don Lemon. But that's another story. Tony Bobulinski. You know Tony Bobulinski, former naval officer, and he mistakenly got into business with the Biden family. And they destroy everyone and everything around them because they're greedy lefties. Tony Bobulinski will sue New York Democratic Congressman Daniel Goldman on Friday morning. That's today. That's this morning. For defamation, the Daily Caller has first learned. Bobulinski, a former business associate of Hunter Biden, who has accused the president's son of wrongdoing, previously threatened legal action against Goldman after Bobulinski appeared for a public hearing before Congress last month. After the hearing, Goldman sent a tweet accusing Bobulinski of making false allegations with the help of Trump, a Trump-affiliated lawyer. And now the legal document right here, the complaint, is being filed against the congressman for defamation. Everybody should sue Adam Schiffless, too, because he's the biggest liar in Washington, which is like, you know, being the fastest bike rider at the Tour de France. That's kind of an amazing accomplishment to be the biggest liar in Washington, D.C. That ain't easy. Let me just tell you that much. Remarkable things going on all over the place. I've got a NATO update for you because, you know, NATO, oh, no, they're afraid of Trump. Yeah, they're afraid, and this is all over the news media, they're afraid that Trump might shame them into paying their fair share, which the left is against because they want the American middle class to continue to pay for Belgian defense and French defense and on and on. But we've got that. And also, the Democrats are anti-Israel and they're anti-Semites, let's face it, from the river to the sea. They're anti-Semites. It's the party of anti-Semites. And the violence in the streets, the attacks on Jewish students on campuses. Don't wear your Star of David. For God's sake, don't wear a yarmulke on the campus of Harvard or MIT or the University of Pennsylvania because the Democrats are a danger to you. And the headline, lead story, front page, above the fold upper right-hand corner in the Washington Post today. Biden issues warning to Israel. U.S. could reassess its policy on Gaza. Humanitarian situation is, quote, unacceptable, end quote, he says. But he didn't say, hey, Hamas terrorist group, Islamist terrorist group, funded by Iran, who is funded by Joe Biden and Barack Obama, because they love terrorism. You know what he didn't say? He didn't say, hey, Hamas, release the hostages. Release the American hostages. Release the other hostages. Stop torturing and raping hostages. Release the hostages and turn over your leadership so they can be sent to The Hague to be put on trial for their crimes against humanity. He didn't say that because he's concerned about the jihad vote. The jihad vote in the United States, particularly Michigan and Minnesota, very important to the Democrat Party. They've got to get the jihadis under their wing. They got jihadis in the House of Representatives, the Democrats do. And they demand that the Israelis stop defending themselves and going after a radical Islamic terrorist group dedicated to the total destruction of the state of Israel. But pay no attention to that. President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday that the United States would reassess its policy toward the war in Gaza if the Jewish state, they got to call them Jews right up front, does not take immediate steps. Got to take immediate steps to address the disastrous humanitarian situation in the enclave. It's an enclave. They're always in enclaves, aren't they? You know, Martha's Vineyard is an enclave. They get taxpayer subsidies for electric car chargers because of all the poverty there. That's one of the tricks that they pulled on us. 60 Minutes is okay with that because they vacation on Martha's Vineyard, too. So the disastrous humanitarian situation in the enclave and protect aid workers. Aid workers going into a war zone to feed the terrorist army that's trying to wipe out the state next door. That's the thing about them. They're just amazing. And the Washington Times front page, which is a real newspaper, not like the Washington Post. The Washington Times and David R. Sands with the story, Biden tells Netanyahu to cease fire, comma, safeguard civilians in Gaza. Now, I was thinking about this morning. I remember September 11th, 2001, 19 civilians, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, 19 civilians hijacked some planes, crashed them into a couple buildings in New York and one in Arlington, Virginia, and a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. But civilians, when they're Hamas, you know, it's not like your next-door neighbor. This is not the Beaver Cleaver family. This is the Al-Karbam family. Hey, Mrs. Al-Karbam, nice to see you. Where are your sons? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to hear. They blow up so soon, don't they? Just amazing. But Joe Biden is threatening the Jews because they're defending themselves against a genocidal death cult that lives in their backyard. Also because of Joe Biden, is a crazy story. In Oklahoma, where the wind comes whipping down the plain, or something like that, Oklahoma is now dealing with a flood of Chinese criminal elements who are illegal aliens, illegal alien Chinese mobsters in Oklahoma. They probably figure Oklahoma's soft. I suspect they're going to find out otherwise. Biden's open border crisis brings another new threat. Chinese mobsters. Chinese, and they're coming in by the tens of thousands. Military-aged Chinese men occasionally bringing a squeeze along, you know, but it's not like a family unit. They're espionage units. Chinese mobsters, our latest danger Biden's open border crisis has brought to states like Oklahoma. Like Oklahoma. Not a border state, but next to a border state. The recent revelation that Chinese mobsters are entering the United States illegally through an unsecured Mexican border is not just cause for concern. It's a full-blown crisis that demands immediate action. As reported in the Oklahoman, a newspaper in Oklahoma, as you might imagine, Oklahoma is now grappling with the influx of Chinese criminal elements flooding the state, engaging in violent turf wars, drug trafficking, and even murder. But the Democrats, they lie about everything, honestly, if they're talking their line. And the Washington Post, with their big story, you know, we had the illegal aliens squatting in New York in the Bronx, and they got all the guns with the oversized magazines that are illegal. And then the Democrats released, they catch the illegal aliens squatting, that means stealing property, inside with guns and drugs, so they're gun-toting drug dealers, the illegal aliens. And when they're caught, a left-wing judge lets them go without bail, puts them back on the street. Then they had to be rearrested by ICE because, you know, some people still believe in enforcing the law, even if the entire Democrat Party from Joe Biden down do not. Just extraordinary. Now, Chinese drug gangs in Oklahoma, South American drug gangs stealing houses in New York, Democrat judges letting them go after the police arrest them. The Democrat Party is not on our side. I don't know how many times I have to say it. Michael, how many times do I have to say it?
Seven more.
Seven more, at least seven more times. Just amazing. Chinese gangs in Oklahoma. Isn't that something? Your Democrat Party, not on our side. Please. Now, the Wall Street Journal, what Trump did for the faithful. That's coming up. The Democrats are anti-Christian, too. You want to say a prayer, take a knee after a high school football game and say a quick prayer. The Democrats will fight you all the way to the Supreme Court to try to stop you. Remarkable stuff. And the attack piece on Donald Trump, because they got his Spotify playlist. So these hacks like Jim Vandehei and Axios, they attacked Donald Trump. And now Vandehei is being attacked and mocked because he's a jerk. I'll just say jerk because we're on the radio. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about How to Think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Maybe they're not sending their best. Possible. Their best Chinese gang members, criminals, drug traffickers, child sex traffickers. The Democrats want more of everything bad. They'll lie to you and say that they don't, but everything they do proves otherwise. Let us take a telephone call, Michael. Let's go to Dennis, calling from the Commonwealth of Virginia. Dennis, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah, how you doing, Chris? Listen, to show what kind of a fraud the Mayor Adams is, he sent a busload of Haitians to Middletown, New York, which is Orange County. And just recently, one of them stabbed two of them to death.
One Haitian stabbed two other Haitians to death?
Yeah, and the one that did the stabbing was only here 8 months, so it was under Biden's whatever.
Yeah, you're right. The story now, when the Haitian stabbed his two Haitian roommates to death, do you know, I don't know whether you know this, how much you know about it, did he eat them?
I don't think so. He didn't have time.
Yeah, I didn't have time. And the headline, Haitian migrant fatally stabs his two roommates inside New York apartment before deportation hearing. You know, they never do it after the deportation hearing, do they? A Haitian migrant, that's to say illegal alien, allegedly murdered his two roommates in an apartment complex in the Hudson Valley, beautiful part of the country, and was awaiting until the Democrats ruined it by filling it with murderers from cannibal countries. But never mind that. I don't know if this guy hangs out with barbecue and the cannibals, but here is, he was awaiting a federal deportation hearing, which means that he's an illegal alien. Canole Baptiste, 30 years old, accused of stabbing two men in and around an apartment complex, in and around because they were running away and he was chasing after him, still stabbing him because he was hungry. You know, this is what food insecurity leads to, Dennis, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But the thing is that Adams is not getting any blowback because of this, because he did the same thing that he's accusing Abbott of doing.
He is. Well, of course he is. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. There's a mugshot of this guy. He looks like a zombie from the zombie apocalypse. Now, an illegal alien murdered Lake and Riley in Georgia. An illegal alien murdered Ruby Garcia in Michigan. I've got another story for you today about another murder by another illegal alien. And it looks like President Trump might have been onto something when he said they're not sending us their best. They're the best murderers, perhaps, but, you know, just crazy. A rancher, an older man in Arizona, is going on trial for shooting illegal aliens crossing illegally on his property with rifles. They had rifles, and they're coming at his house with backpacks and rifles. And it ended up being a deadly confrontation, and the rancher is now the guy in trouble because Democrats. Know what I'm talking about? Just amazing. Dennis, we should have an election and get rid of all these people. But there are a lot of Democrats that are going to vote for more of this. More Democrats, more murder. More Democrats, more carjacking. More Democrats, more crime. Now, Democrats love crime. They love criminals. They commit the lion's share of crimes in the United States because they're Democrats. You know, godless commies, they think whatever you have belongs to them, and that the state is here with the power to take it from you and give it to them. Oh, speaking of which, Joe Biden's making another go-round for paying off student debt because it's one way of buying votes with taxpayer money, with other people's money. Besides, nobody's paying for it. They're just putting it on the tab. But it's a way of buying votes. It's as crooked as walking around money in Chicago on election day. Old school corruption. Now, here's a story from WHIO-TV, Channel 7, the TV station in Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio. Sheriff, colon, they love their colons. Man who's been deported 7 times charged with murder in Butler County. Now, this is not the same illegal alien that murdered Lake and Riley, and it's not the same illegal alien that murdered Ruby Garcia, Lake and Riley in Georgia, Ruby Garcia in Michigan. It's not the same illegal alien from Haiti. Now, Lake and Riley murdered by a Venezuelan illegal alien, Ruby Garcia murdered by an illegal alien from Mexico. Two men in New York in the Hudson Valley, of all places, murdered by a Haitian illegal alien who is facing a deportation hearing, but waved into the country by Joe Biden and the Democrats so he could murder people here. Now, in Ohio, we've got a man who's been deported seven times, seven times that we know of, charged with murder in Butler County, Ohio. And that's Hamilton in Butler County in Ohio near Cincinnati. A 46-year-old man from Mexico has been arrested and charged with the murder of a man in Butler County, according to social media posts from the Butler County Sheriff's Office. CNN will not cover this. The Washington Post and the New York Times, will not cover this. This will not be on NBC News tonight. And if MSNBC talks about it, they'll attack anyone that brings it up, and that will be their coverage. The Hamilton County Police Department charged Furman Garcia Gutierrez. That's Furman the Vermin. They call him in prison. His nickname is Furman the Vermin. I just made that up, but it should be. Furman the Vermin Garcia Gutierrez has been charged with aggravated murder, according to Cincinnati TV station WXIX and WLWT. Hamilton police were dispatched to 13th Street on reports of a deceased person. On April 1st, that's April Fool's Day, 2:35 p.m., middle of the afternoon, when police got on the scene, they found an unresponsive male. Medics responded, but he was dead, so they couldn't do anything about it. They're good medics, but, you know, they're not holy figures. So, according to WLWT, police determined the man's death was a homicide. How could they tell? The victim's identity has not yet been released until his family has been notified. And Furman the Vermin is currently being held in Butler County Jail for an ICE holder. And Democrats see the sanctuary cities. They say, well, we don't cooperate with ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement. We just let the criminals go, usually without bail. Now, he's been arrested. He's being held on an ICE detainer on weapons charges, drug possession, obstructing justice, according to the Post. Last week, Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones said Furman the Vermin Garcia Gutierrez had been deported seven times. Now, here's the sheriff of Butler County, Richard Jones, on the latest development in his backyard.
These people aren't vetted. They're coming across, and we have no idea who they are. If that's not a crisis, I don't know what a crisis is. Weapons. Now, he's carrying a loaded firearm. How does he get that loaded firearm? He's not carrying that pistol to go hunting. He's carrying it. And has he killed anybody? He's admitted to all this. He's admitted that's him. And we don't know what all he's done.
Now, the illegal aliens that the two guys were just Democrats in New York that murdered the police officer recently. And the guy driving the car was in court and is like, you know, hey, what's up, cop killer guy? And he declared these words. He said, I shoot people. That's what he said. See, that's why we build jails, to keep people like that off the street, because what do when they're on the street? They shoot people. And that's something that some of us frown upon. That's, you know, just that. And then they call you a law and order. They call you all kinds of names because you think that you shouldn't put people back on the streets after they shoot people and before they shoot people. Again, the Washington Post headline today, squatters have become a right-wing talking point. Squatters have become a right, you know, shooting people's become a right-wing talking point too. You know who's shooting everybody? Democrats, pretty much shooting everybody, aren't they? Yes, they are. Just crazy. You got the Haitian murdering too, got the Venezuelan murdering Lake and Riley, got the Mexican murdering Ruby Garcia in Michigan. That is a border state, but it borders Canada, your Democrat Party. They're not on our side. Election Day can't come soon enough. It's time that the Democrat Party be tossed on the ash heap of history where it belongs. the party of the Confederate States of America, the party of plantations and slavery, of bullwhips and lynching trees, the party of Jim Crow and standing in schoolhouse doors, the party of crime and criminals, party of murder and carjacking, you know, the Democrat Party. And they're not very funny either. Not funny at all. Speaking of which, you see Jimmy Kimmel. Apparently, they still pay him millions of dollars to do Democrat Party propaganda on network TV. I guess he dropped in on Japan, and he noticed that they sweep in Tokyo. They clean the sidewalks and the streets, and the country is not full of Democrats, so it's not a filthy hellhole, right? That's kind of the thing, right? And he on his TV show, he went on the television to say this about the United States of America.
I took my family to Japan this week, and I have to say, I'm still not sure how I feel about what happened over there. You know, here in America, we know we have our faults. We know we have areas for improvement. But overall, I think most of us believe that compared to the rest of the world, we're pretty buttoned up. I know I did. I go to Europe and there are dirt holes where plumbing is supposed to be, and I hold my breath and I go, I'm glad I'm not one of these people. And then I go back home, right? But now after traveling to Japan, I realize that this place, this USA we're always chanting about, is a filthy and disgusting country.
They all love the, it's filthy and disgusting. Well, and that's quite remarkable, isn't it? That's your Democrat Party. Now, the thing is, he spends his time between Los Angeles and New York. And he went to Tokyo, and it's true, Tokyo is a beautiful city, and it's an incredibly clean city, and they do sweep up. I often describe New York as the city that never sweeps, because it is the city that never sweeps. And in Los Angeles, where crime is out of control, largely, or in part at least, because of illegal aliens aplenty, there are lots and lots of illegal aliens, and Los Angeles has a crime wave going on that they don't know what to do about. Gosh, the ABC News people, Aaron Katursky, writing, rise in mass transit crime. They don't have a lot of mass transit in Los Angeles, but when they do, there's a lot of crime. Rise in mass transit crime has this city's officials searching for solutions. And they're talking about crimes reported on LA's MTA properties increased 65% since 2020, data shows, according to Aaron Katursky and Josh Margolin. Remarkable stuff. Los Angeles, like other major cities, I was reading this ABC News story and I couldn't help but thinking, but they keep telling us that crime is down. Everywhere you go, Democrats are saying, no, crime is down. The FBI says crime is down. And then every place you look, crime is going crazy. In Chicago, it's going crazy. In New York City, it's going crazy. You can hardly, you know, walk down the street without being thrown in front of a subway train. And the subway trains aren't even on the street. And in Washington last year, we're at a 26-year high for homicides. And the carjackings, like 960 carjackings in a city of fewer than 700,000 people, less than 61 square miles, or about 61 square miles. Remarkable stuff. On the bus line, just Wisconsin Avenue is one block from where we are now. A guy was stabbed on the Metro bus night before last, in the neck, I think, just stabbed because... And here they are, Aaron Katursky, crimes reported on Los Angeles MTA properties, their Metro transit stuff, increased by 65% since 2020. Between March 2023 and February 2024, average monthly violent crimes on MTA properties rose another 15%, according to the LAPD. We've had, and that now the bus drivers and train drivers are being attacked, and Christine Ivey, Los Angeles bus operator, bus driver for 30 years, told ABC News, we've had drivers where machetes have been pulled, urine has been thrown on them, feces, you name it, whatever they can get their hands on. I guess they can get their hands on urine and feces. Pretty amazing stuff. Your Democrat Party. And when you turn on CNN today, they're going to say crime is down, the economy is up. New York City is wonderful. This is... And then, you know, Jimmy Kimmel goes to Tokyo, discovers that there are places where in Tokyo is a very well-ordered society, a city very orderly. The Japanese, you know, since 1945 have been very polite. They really are. Before that, they were the most murderous gang of rapists you ever met anywhere. But we dropped a couple of nuclear bombs on them and straightened them right up, you know. Now they're the nicest people you're ever going to meet. And they really are. They honestly are. But before 1945, they were savages. They were animals. The things they did are incomprehensible. See Unit 731 in the Chinese mountains, where they used prisoners for biological warfare experiments. And then see the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But never mind that. Comfort girls. I've told the story before about being in the Philippines, in Manila in the Philippines. And there's an old Spanish fort there, and the old, many centuries old Spanish fort. And the Japanese used to round up the Filipinos that were resisting Japanese occupation, throw them in the dungeon there. Then when the dungeon was so packed that nobody could move, they'd put fire hoses in there and fill the dungeons until they drowned them all and killed them all by the hundreds. Then they'd have other Filipinos drag the bodies out. Then they'd start filling the dungeons again and do it again and again. They were not the nicest people in the world in World War II. They, you know, the emperor and all that stuff. Crazy. And Jimmy Kimmel just discovered that Tokyo is clean, and now he hates America. These are really ignorant people. Extraordinary stuff.
I've been home 36 hours. I've never felt dirtier. We are like hogs compared to the Japanese. I can't imagine what they must think of us. But, oh, the garbage people. Yes, the Americans. Garbage. Yes.
Yeah. Well, see L.A., San Francisco, and New York, and guess who's running those places into the garbage dump, boy? All right, let's grab a phone call. Let's go to Robert calling from Waldorf, Maryland. Roberto, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. I can't figure out how can we sit here and say that Mexico has not committed an act of war against the United States. I mean, they are basically facilitating an invasion of our country without guns, and as we as Americans just sit here and watch this. But in any other time, this is an act of war and should be dealt with accordingly, in my opinion. But to sit back and watch this amount of people coming to this country, Mexico has got to be behind it by allowing them to come in here. I mean, Biden's got to be getting some kind of kickback. But if this ain't an act of war, then facilitating an invasion on us. I don't know what it is, you know, Chris. I just don't know. But I had another reason I called you today. I wanted to talk about Mark Robinson, the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. That should be the VP candidate. He is the guy. I thought about this for a while. Trump's had a bad time with personnel decisions. But this Mark Robinson guy, that would blow up their world, Chris. That would blow it up, man.
He's your pick for VP for Trump?
No doubt. I've been watching him, you know, a lot of his speeches. He's my pick for VP for Trump.
Well, he's a good guy. Sure. He's a smart guy. He's African-American. He's Republican. He's lieutenant governor.
He's got all wheels,
man. Yeah, and you know, and he's good on his feet, and it would wig them out because you know, for them, everything is about race, of course.
It would blow up their world, man. But look, I heard you talking about your favorite Led Zeppelin song the other day.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be the Lemon Song. Go listen to the Lemon Song, man. You know what's in the Lemon Song, Chris? Don't you?
I do.
Yes, you do. But
we really can't talk about it here.
I know, but it's a great Led Zeppelin song, Chris. But look, man, I love you, bro. But, man, I'm telling you, we're just sitting back. We're getting invaded, and we're just sitting here watching it happen. And at some point, we got to blame ourselves, Chris.
Well, you're absolutely. We got to blame the Democrats, and we got to vote against them. And, you know, the invasion is not only the humanity, it's and the child sex trafficking and the human trafficking. It's the drug trafficking, too. And we're having more than 100,000 Americans per year killed in fatal drug overdoses, in poisonings with fentanyl. The communist Chinese at the starting point of that, they're the mouth of the river on the fentanyl massacre. And again, more than 100,000 fatal drug overdoses a year. That is number That is a number that is greater than the number of Americans killed in the Vietnam War, the Korean War, and the war against terror combined. And that happens in 1 year. And we don't have any politicians that seem to be capable of even raising an eyebrow, much less a voice, when it comes to this slaughter that is taking place. Thank you, Robert. The Lemon Song. Yeah, the Washington Post has declared squatters. Squatters have become a right-wing talking point. Yeah, we're against it. Democrats are for it. Because the Democrat Party is basically a criminal organization. They make the Corleone family look like the Red Cross. They're not on our side, not even close. Let's take another phone call, Michael. And we've got a lot more to get to, obviously, and only 2 hours to get to, as much as we can get to. Let's go to Bill, who is driving on the Beltway. I hope not standing on the Beltway. Bill, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. The Beltway is moving this morning. But I was calling about the squatters issue, and I'm dealing with an issue like that in San Diego with a family member, a cousin, who is a retired Air Force veteran, lives by himself in a small house east of Balboa Park area. And he called in to have, he's 82 years old, health issues. So we had a, somebody called in for home care, found somebody for home care. This woman promptly basically becomes a squatter living there, brings in 8 or 9 other people. They're using, dealing drugs. You can't get rid of them. It's an endless series of nightmares. I could take all 2 hours going through this. But my point is, and what nobody's talking about, is how do these people know how to work the legal system? They know every nuance of the law. This is California, obviously. But it would, no matter where this is happening, there's all kinds of legal nuance, and these people know every bit of it. Somebody is providing them with legal aid to squat, and nobody's asking the question.
Well, we played audio the other day of an illegal alien making videos of himself explaining to people how to be squatters and move into homes.
My people, I have thought about invading a house in the United States because I learned there's a law that says if a house is not inhabited, we can expropriate it.
There is. This is an organized coast-to-coast effort, and the Democrat Party are their handmaidens, just like they are to Hamas.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.